He's a passive accomplice to the world of Chilul Shabbos. And the Gemara said, no, that's a pater umutar. That there are situations where simply, even on a drabbanan plane, Chazal didn't view this individual as being involved in a malacha if he is simply standing there and someone else is taking something from his hands and carrying it out of the apartment, of the building, carrying it from Rishus HaYachid to Rishus HaRabin. So the Rishonim ask, fine, maybe on the plane of Shabbos, there is no Iser. But how can you simply say Pater Umutar? Aren't there other issues involved as well? That's Tosus over in the Gimel Amud Aleph. Baba Dereisha Pater Umutar Im Tamar HaKo'avar Lifnei Iver Losite Nichshol. That why doesn't the Gemara over here raise the issue of Lifnei Iver? That B'cholzot he is in some manner abetting another Jew in terms of doing a malacha. Va'afilu mayri shayachol litlo afilu lo haya biyado dlo avar mishum lifnei iver the moshit kosiyayin lenazir muki laperekama de meseches avodazara de koi betray ivre de nahara. That Tosa says, even if we will look at the sugya of lifnei iver and see the only time that we have a din of lifnei iver, at least on a Doraisa plane, is when there is this what is called trei ivrei de nahara, namely where where one individual is a supplier of the raw material of the iser to someone else who it appears could not necessarily have gotten it otherwise. So even if you want to set this up in a situation where the whatever was taken could have been taken under other circumstances, mikom akom, isur drabanan mia ika. Pashas we have over here, at least in isur drabanan, involve, forget about the world of Shabbos, but when in isur drabanan, in terms of some ben adam l'chavero aspect of a relationship between one Jew and another Jew. So Tosis' solution is an ukimta. To set it up in a way where we're dealing with a goy, where we're dealing with the chayfetz of a goy, namely where there's no bin adam l'chaver over here, there's no re'ehu that's involved, and therefore I am not at all involved in the world of avera. That you saw. Tosis Yeshanim, on the other hand, points out, inami, there's another option, Yeshlamar mikol makom le'isur Shabbos pater umutar, that our Gemara is Mesecha Shabbos, so we're dealing with Shabbos. We're not going to say there aren't other Isurim that are involved on the level of Benon Machavero. And so what appears from Tosis Yeshanim is that he capitulates. Yeah, Nachinami, there is an Isur Drabanan over here, but it's not an Isur Drabanan of Shabbos. But the question is, which Isur Drabanan do we have over here? What form of Benon Machavero are we referring to? And we'll see that there is at least a three-way Machlokes Haposkim, through Machlokes and Mefarshim, what type of Iser Drabanan we're dealing with, and that Yitachem, very many nafgaminas as to how we're going to divide these Isurim Drabanan. So let's start off by looking in the Rush, where the Rush takes this Tosus Yeshanim that we have on our page in the margin, and he puts it into his Perush, but he also adds a few words that puts it into a context. If you look in the Rush, the very end of Sif Aleph, says v'chol zeh hadikduk, namely to try and set it up in a situation where we have a goy, and how do we know it's a goy, and how do people know it's a goy, and how do people know it's a chayfetz of a goy? It shouldn't be a problem of marisayin. Eino nirali the lolam be Yisrael mayri. Oh, we're dealing over here where a Jew is taking out of your hand. V'af agav diika isura. The lifnei iver lo sitein michshol lo irinan hacha ella bi isurei Shabbos v'karalei pater umuter kevin deleka isur mishum Shabbos. But the Rush is black on white. What type of isur drabanan do we have over here? Under what heading? Yosef, lifnei iver. Namely, that we have a lifnei iver mida araisa, and we have a lifnei iver midrabanan. And over here, to understand this lifnei iver midrabanan, I think it would go back to to the lifnei iver midoraisa and try and perhaps understand it a little better, because I sent you to a machlokes rishonim on the level of the lifnei iver midoraisa. So,
what do you mean lifnei iver
midoraisa? Yeah, that lifnei iver midoraisa. Tosis pointed out, is only when you have a situation of trei evrei de nahara. But a lifnei iver drabon, you're going to have even without the tray, even bechad ivra de nahara. Even if this person could have gotten it on his own. The Rosh over here doesn't use the phrase mafrish misura, because that's a different realm. That's why I didn't quote over here Tosfos. I'm reading in the Rosh at the end of the Rosh where he says black on white. Afagav deiki isura da lifnei iver l'sitein michshol. Even though we have over here a lasa drabanan of lifnei iver, but it's not mentioned in the Gemara. It's called patur muter because it's muter midine Shabbos. So let's try and understand what is the condition of trei ivrei de nahara on a doraisa plane. What could be two possible ways of understanding how this fits in, and then we can understand what perhaps Rabbanan did when they broadened lifnei iver on a Rabbanan plane. The Gemara in Avodah Zarah says that there's this condition called trei ivrei de nahara. What are two ways of understanding this condition in terms of trying to define the lav of lifnei iver lo sitein michshol? I'll give you one way, you give me the other way, okay?
I was going to say that you give him something that otherwise he wasn't able to get.
In other words, if I can take what Aaron says, lifnei iver lo titein michshol, that there's a concept, the Torah stresses lo titein, right? Lo titein implies that there is some act on your part, some initiative on your part, and we're going to define that, mida oraisa, as trei ivrei de nahara. Means that you are the one who is providing. You are the nosein. Were it all to be on Chad Ivran and Nahara, if the two of you were to be on the same side of the ocean, and he could just walk over and take it on his own, and you hand it to him, there's no lo sitain. You're not providing. You're not giving him something that he couldn't have gotten otherwise. Namely, that Chazal viewed that within the words of the pasuk. This concept of trei ivrei de nahara is built into the world of lo sitein. That's one way of understanding. And the second way of understanding is much more arbitrary, namely that we have a Torah shebichsav and we have a Torah shebal peh, and in Achinami, on the level of Torah shebichsav, in other words, there's no difference between trei ivrei de nahara or not, but we have this condition. Right, the same way that tefillin have to be black, and that we know that the 39 of us melachos, that Chazal came down, it's Moshe Kibel Torah Misinai, so he got that this Easter of Lifnei Iver is only when you have the condition that the giver of the Michshol is the soul. The sole source. He couldn't have gotten it otherwise. Depending upon this, then you'd have the drabanan, namely that the drabanan. If we learn the way that Aaron learned, that this is built into the pasuk of the iver lo sitein michshol. So we say that even though lo sitein mida oraisa means, that you are providing trei ivrei de nahara, midrabanan, simply handing it to him is already enough of a lo sitein. Namely, what Rabbanan did was that they broadened the concept of nesina. If you have two dictionary definitions of nesina, one is that you are a sole provider, and the other is that it's enough if you give it to him. Even though you simply lean down and give it to him, he could have gotten it very easily on his own. But that's also a form of giving. So within the Torah, we have the more narrow definition, and midrabanan, we have a broader definition. That's one way of learning the drabanan. If, however, we're not dealing over here with the definition of nesina, but simply we have this condition, that mida araisa yer chayav, on the condition that you are the sole service provider. So what did Rabbanan do? They simply removed the condition. They just removed the condition. That's all. In other words, it's not a question of reinterpreting the pasuk. having a broader meeting of Nesina, but simply to remove the condition. These are simply technically two ways of understanding Drabbanan. But the L'chora would be a nafgamina over here on a Daraisa plane. Let me ask you the following question. Let's say, just one second, Yoni. Let's say that the object would be able to be gotten by the receiver on his own, but with difficulty. And we've been dealing with two extremes. One is that you are the sole provider. The other is he can easily pick it up on his own. What if we have one of these...
Who says that the tree within our... Well, within our... He could easily get it on his own. Nobody talked about this.
Okay, so right. So okay, so let's say we have this case where the object is in a tree, okay, and I have a ladder, and so I take and he says, can you give me that pack of cigarettes, you know, from the branch of the tree? And so I put the ladder on the tree and go up and give it to him. Now, had I not given it to him, he could have climbed the tree and gotten the pack of cigarettes, or he could have run and gotten the ladder. It's not as though it's something that. What was, in other words, I just made life much easier for him. I removed all the tircha which is involved. Is that a, you know, would that be a din of lifnei iver lo sitein michshol on a doraisa plane? Let's take our two, in other words, according to our two definitions. If we're, in other words, if we say that we have over here this condition of Torah Shebaal Peh, that you have to be the sole provider, that you have to be the source of the chefza shaliser, so over here lechora, you're not the sole provider. He could have gotten on his own, right? So the lechora, there's no lifnei iver. But if we say that lifnei iver, you have to do a nesina. So doing a nesina, we pointed out, means that you have to do something significant. But does it really mean that you have to be the sole, you know, the sole source? Maybe removing the tircha is also a nesina. Maybe that's also a form of lifnei iver on a doraisa plane. Did you come across this anywhere in your learning, and any hints to this question that we're talking about over here? In which, where you provide something to someone where he could have gotten it from another source, but it would have been much more difficult for him. Not that you are the only one. What is this also an iser of lifnei iver? Yes?
Talk about if you could sell, if you think I'm
buying. Okay, excellent. So that's where I sent you to. I'm sorry, Yoni, you wanted to ask something before I didn't answer? Okay. I sent you to a Mordechai in Meseches Avodah Zarah. The Mordechai over there deals with the following situation. Sorry, this is just a different print. Shelo Yoshit, Pasak B'Sefer Halachos Gedolos, Da'ot Osar Litein Yayin Nesach Gemumar, Afal Pishachata Yisraelu. V'dafka Dekoy B'Trei Ivrei D'Nahara. Gam Mikan Mochiach Abahag, D'Muter Lahalvotan B'Zman Hazeh, Afal Pishahein Nosten Min Hamo'os Tikroves Avodos Kochovim L'Shemesh B'Yom Chagam, V'fi Shein Nosnim L'shemesh kolkach shelo yuchu limtzo oso davar muat luvot meovdei kochavim achirim. Afil lo heinu malvim lahem. V'chein omer Rabbi Avi Ezri b'sifro b'shem Aviv Rabbeinu Yoel in the Ravya lahatir limkor lo ve kochavim bigdei hakomarim shemaraninim bahem lavodas kochavim. You can sell them there. If you have a clothing store, you can sell religious cloaks to priests. Kol hecha de isra komarim achrine, afa gav de boru de kono levas kochavim shari. As long as you know, they could have another source of buying these cloaks, right? This is Goldstein clothes, and then you have McCarthy clothes. They can go to McCarthy clothes to buy this. You know, it's easier for them to go to Goldstein. You give them credit. You know, where you they know that they're going to get. You know, it's a quick delivery, etc. It's a Jew, so he'll do his best to be a good businessman. And so they'd rather go to you, but if you wouldn't sell it to them, it's not as though they would sing their praises to the Lord in jeans. They would get their cloak from somewhere else. So he quotes over here the Ravya and the Bahag that this is considered to be Chad Ivra de Nahara. This is not trei ivri de nara. This is chad ivri. That there's no iser of lifnei iver on a daraisa plane if they could get it elsewhere. L'chavra, this is totally an our chakira. Namely, if namely that if we understand that the whole that the din of trei ivrei de nahara comes from the pasuk of lifnei iver lo sitein, then there's a, certainly a realm that we can ask ourselves: would this be considered to be a nesina? But if it's a question of a condition, that we have this condition of tarash bal peh, that you have to be the sole provider, as long as you're not the sole provider, then it's not a problem. This shita of the Mordechai is quoted by the Ramah in Yoredeya, in Siman Kuf Nun Aleph. Yesh omrim hada asher limkor lahem dvarim hashayachim la'avodata, namely to sell a goy something that for which he would be over sheva mitzvos b'nei Noach avodah zarah, haynu dafka im ein lahem acherim kayotze bo, o lo yuchu liknot b'makom acher, avod yechol liknot b'makom acher, mutar limkor lahem kol davar. Source Mordechai Perakama de Avodah Zarah. On this Ramah there is a haga'ah of the Grah, and the Grah says poppycock, that's not true, it's wrong. And he brings a raya from a Gemara in Nidarim. Avoldino shel haMordechai lo nir'eh, says the Grah. The dafka be isle amru sham de eno over velo b'motze, that the imlokein tikshi ahid nedarim samach beis amid beis. What he points out is that we have Gemaras that deal with Lifnei Iver. Right? We have a Gemara in Nedarim, on Daf Samach Beis Amud Beis, which deals with a certain Amora who had a forest, and he used to give wood from his forest to the Beit Avodah Zarah. And the question is, what were they using this wood for? Were they using it for the Avodah Zarah itself, or were they using it simply to heat their living quarters? In other words, and so, but the Gemara assumes that if they were using it for Avodah Zarah itself, there would be an Iser of Lifnei Iver. But why? In other words, wood, there's only one forest in the world that can give wood. Clearly, wood is a commodity which is very, very common. And yet it says over there that even with a commodity which is common, if you are providing it to this individual more easily, it doesn't have to be Toreach to go elsewhere, that's a problem of Lifnei Iver. So the Gemara disagrees with the Mordechai on an ekroni plane. Namely, the Gra understood that we have this condition of trei ivrei de nahara, the Mordechai understood we have this condition of trei ivrei de nahara. The moment that it's no longer trei ivrei de nahara, it's irrelevant if it would be easier for him or harder for him, etc. There'd be no lifnei iver. Mashen came to the Gra understood l'chora, like Aaron understood previously. Lifnei iver lo sitein michshol. And over here, by making it easier for him, that's considered to be a nesinas michshol. Only if you're not making it easier, namely the object is right between the two of us, and you pick it up and give it to him, that's where there's no lifnei iver. But if you are providing it for him in a manner which is easier, that's lifnei iver on a daraisa plane. So that the machlokas that we have between saying that the condition of trei ivrei de nahara is kazeh halacha Moshe miSinai, or saying that it's built into the word of lifnei iver lo sitein, that's a machlokas over here between the Mordechai and the Gra. And then the Ramah continues, v'yesh machmirim. And so the Gra understands this yesh machmirim is a drabanan. In other words, that even if the oraisa of the Mordechai is correct, the Gra says, I disagree with the Mordechai on a daraisa plane. But even if you want to say the Mordechai is correct midaraisa, midrabanan yesh machmirim, to make it easier for the individual to do the avera, v'nohagu lahakel kesvar harishon v'chol bal nefesh yachmir l'atzmo. Namely, that we have over here, just in terms of, we have in terms of lifnei iver, on the Doraisa plane, the Gemara says that it's that we have Beis Ivrei de Nahara. We have a question, is this a Tanai? Or is this the Torah's definition of Titain? Titain implies Shtei Ivrei de Nahara. The Nafgamina would be in a situation where you have, he could get it, but you take away the tircha. So if it's a Tanai, for the moment that's not Trei Ivrei de Nahara, then this situation is Mutar. That's the Mordechai. If we're dealing with the definition of Titain, so Yitachain, that this is Aser. And that's the definition of the Gra. But even according to the Mordechai, Midrabanan, this would be Aser.
The Gra says
it's Aser Doraisa. Right? So when we speak about when the Rosh speaks about, in other words, that in our sugya, we're going to have a lifnei iver midrabanan. If you allow someone to take something from your hand, right, you are removing the tircha. Instead of his having to reach all the way to the table, you're removing the tircha by holding it in your hand. So according to the Gra, that would be an iser daraisa. That's not going to help us. But if we take the approach of the Mordechai, then that which the Mordechai says, Vahasir Tircha, that would be Mutar Mida Araisa, but Midra Abana we can have over here in Isur. Okay, this would be the source of the Lifnei Iver Midra Abana, which the Shach, Alatar over there, Vyesh Omrim. The Shach says, Esfiru Lekihechi Darminan Bishas Gabi Nazir. The Aser Lahoshit Lo Kosiyai and the Hainu Dafka Bidakoi Betray Vreda Nara, Hu Adin Hacha. That's the first Yeshama. The Yesh Machrim Vesor Mikomakom Isid Rabban and Ika. Afil Lohavikamo Trey Vreda Nara. Kol Zela Das Harav. Alfin is Daiti. In other words, that the Shach says, nothing doing. There's no such thing as an Iser Drabanan of Lifnei Iver. In other words, that this is something that someone made up, but there's no din of a Lifnei Iver on a Drabanan plane. Either you have Lifnei Iver Midorais or you don't have Lifnei Iver. So we have then over here two ways of understanding. Okay? It's an Osir over here, I mean, like Kaif. We're doing on a derisive plane. And the question is, do we have a level of drabanan within Lifnei Iver? So that's what we find over here, that the Ramah quotes, this is a Vyesh Machmir in the Ramah, and the Shach says nothing doing. We don't create Isurim on our own. We have no raya for such an Isur, etc. So, okay, this is all one direction. That the Isur Drabanan that the Tosfos Yeshanim wants to put into our sugya is the Isur of Lifnei Iver. So the question is there such an Isur Drabanan? Do we need such an Isur Drabanan? So if we learn the Doraisa like the Mordechai, then there's room for such an Isur Drabanan. If we learn the Doraisa like the Gra, then that's a Chiyuv Doraisa, it's not an Isur Drabanan. And the Gra bases himself on the Gemara that even handing someone wood would be considered to be Lifnei Iver. Clearly you're not the only supplier of wood in the world, and so Kaner'eh, that just simply removing the tircha, making it easier for him to get that raw material that he needs to do the aveira, that would also be a chiyuv of lifnei iver doraisa. So far, so good. Yeah.
Just like on a theoretical plane, what would happen if the if the maisa aveira would be delayed, it would take place later? You would do something now to be maisir tircha, and then a week later, something that you did would allow that maisa aveira to be done. Would that be an issur lifnei iver?
I mean, how far does it go?
Right.
In other words, do we have like a grumma within the world to listen to either? It's a good question. In other words, it does not appear to be like currently on the board. Yes?
Doesn't the Mordechai make other stipulations? Well, doesn't he say that there's no difference in depending on who you're giving it to?
Right, so the question is exactly.
If you avail it to a Jew, he wouldn't be so chosh unless he bavka asked for it. Is that
Mordechai? Also, yeah, but I'm not referring to currently. You know, I'm referring simply to the question as to whether we can in our sugya, where you are holding on to something and someone comes and takes it from you and carries it away, whether that could be a lifnei iver midrabanan.
That's because you could learn Mordechai saying, well, the raisa of the titan only applies when there's a chashash. But we don't have, you know, when the Jew doesn't have a chashash, no, but the Jew giving the veil to the Jew is no chashash, then we can click in these other titan.
That's a question of how you, in other words, again, when we're dealing with the with the words in the pasuk, we have a number of words. So that's not so the titan, that's a question of the michshol. Is this a michshol? Okay, so that's a question. How do we define a michshol? You know, it's if you give someone a coupon to a mall, and he can use this either to go into a strip club or he can use it to buy peanuts. Are you over lifnei iver if he decides to take this? Is that the michshol? Or you know, or you just gave him a coupon that he can have, you know, do some, you know, get a certain credit amount in this huge mall, and he decided to go to a particular location, are you considered to be involved in that? That's the question.
That's a little bit like the Tanaita. If he can get it himself.
Okay. So again, but you were working off of interpreting the pasuk. So I'm just pointing out that would be a question: how to define the michshol. It's a proper question, but that's not what we're currently involved in. Okay. The second option is looking back at the language of Tosas himself. Right? The Tosas himself, when he raises the issue, maybe we have over here a drabanan. Mikol makom isur drabanan miyaika shechayev lahafrisho me isur. Chayev lahafrisho me isur. Namely, that what we call afrushe mi isura. What are we dealing with over here on a doraisa plane? What you know, we're dealing with the isur drabanan. Rabbanan don't make isurim in a vacuum. What pasuk would this be working off of? Losisna sachicha bilavavecha. How does the pasuk continue in Parshas? Hocheach tochiach esamisecha. We have a chiyuv of tochacha. Those who are learning inyan adiyoma. So if you begin learning Hilchos Yom Kippur, this is Siman Tav Resh Dalet. This is the beginning of Hilchos Yom Kippur, that we have a mitzvah of tochacha. We have a mitzvah of hocheach tochiach. Midrabanan, right, under this world of hocheach tochiach, can I add that we have a concept of afrushe isura, to be mafresh someone, to try and talk him out of doing isurim. If we look over here in the Rush compares this to, Rush points out, even if you say that we're not doing it with Trey Yivrit and Naren, Komakom Yisura Drabanan Ika, Dafil Katan Ochel Nevelos, Bezdin Mitzuvim Lahafrisho, Kol Shekain Begadol. In other words, that if you see a Katan who wants to eat something without a Hechsher, you should feel it's bezdin is chayav, but every individual should feel some responsibility. Of course, our ravim zebazeh to not keep him away from doing the iser. Yes.
I mean, is it possible that one could bechozu be mechalek between uchiach tochiach and the pushim meisurim? I understood uchiach tochiach to be mitzvorim. And the pushing meisur means maybe you can come and grab it out of his hand. So those are two different things. Two different levels. Certainly.
You said I forgot to bring a Mishnah Berurah. Did anyone bring a Mishnah Berurah here? Siman Shin Mem Zayin. Oh, thank you so much. Wow. Okay. Is this so? I should be on the mailing list now. Okay. So this what Aaron points out is that lechora. Mm-hmm. Right? The we have over here the Mishnah Berurah quoting exactly the language of the Rush. Mikom akom isu drabon an ika dafilu katan ochel nevelos beisim mitzuvin lahavrisha kol shekain gadol. So in the Shar Hatziyun, he says this is the Rush. Lachaora mashe kasav drabonan lav dafkahu. In other words, why call Afrusha Yisura and Din Drabon and Lefima Deisa Bibrachos Haroe Lechavero Shehulavush Kilayim Tzarech Lifshot Afilu Bashuk Umash Masham Bigamara Delafta Kanta Drabon and Bealmahu Vimkain Hu Hadin Binyanenu Halo Machuyav Limchot Mi Biado Min HaTorah Kidei Lahafrisho Me Isur. That the concept of hochacha is not merely verbal on a daraisa plane. Hochacha is you should do anything in your power to stop this other individual from doing the iser. Sometimes it's enough to yell at him. Sometimes you have to grab it out of his hands. Sometimes you turn off electricity. Ve'ech salka daitach kishemazmin lo balhabayet et achefetz lehaani shiikach miyado ayedei zehu machal al Shabbos melacha daraisa. So why in the world are you speaking over here about an Isur Drabanan? This person is about to be Machal Shabbos Midoraisa. He's about to do an Akira and a Hanacha. With what? With an object that you are allowing him to take from your hand. In other words, how Midoraisa can you allow him to take that object? Why say it's an Isur Drabanan? So even if we say that there's no din of lifnei iver because it's not trei ivrei de nahara, and if you hold you meet trei ivrei de nahara, maybe this case is mutar legamrei. Maybe there's no iser drabanan over here at all. I'll call upon him. Hago min hatorah mechuyev lamono miisura. Hochacha means prevent a person from hocheach tochiach means prevent him from doing isurim either verbally or physically. That's the Mishnah Berurah's question. Why call this an Isur Drabanan? The Chora, the Gemara in Bracha says that that Hocheach Tochiach has a physical aspect as well. V'nira L'yashev points out the Shar HaTzion, the Hecha Amrinan L'inyan Kilayim de Mechuyav Lemon O, Hecha D'yesh B'yado Lemon O Ayadei Pshita, Uka Haygavna, Avo Be'ein B'yado Lemon O, Res baze chiyuv min haTorah, v'hacha ma'irish eno yachol lamono milito, v'komash malan harash afilu hachi isur drabanan yesh hecha shilokeach miyado shu bechal. For we'll see in a minute exactly in which direction the rush is going, but yitachen that there would be an isur drabanan of afrushe mi isura. What over here is this principle that. That the Mishnah Berurah is suggesting. Now, in terms of Kilayim, the moment that you grab away the beged of Kilayim, you have prevented him from being over an Isur of Kilayim. But in terms of this individual's carrying,
he can pick it up himself,
he can't pick up this object.
Why?
But because you're holding it. You're not allowing him to pick up this object.
What would you do? You put it down, so don't pick it up.
No, he'll take something else. I mean, let's say there's a crate of bananas in the room, and you're holding a banana in your hand. So he'll take, so you hold your banana tightly. You're not going to have to take it. So he'll simply put his hand in the crate of bananas, take another banana out. So there's no chiyuv d'oraisa of, of afrushe mi'isura by holding on to the banana. Because echshaloi, he could take another banana. In other words, he's wearing one set of clothes. When you take away that set of clothes, he can't wear, there's no longer a problem of kilayim. Then you have the chiyuv d'oraisa to remove the clothes. However, if he's in a store where there were 10 suits, so for you to hold one suit with all your dear life, that wouldn't be meaningful. You simply take another suit. There's no chiyuv d'oraisa. Here, with the rosh is machadish to us, but there is a din drabanan of afrushe yisura. And we have afrushe yisura on a d'oraisa plane and on a drabanan plane. The question is over here, is it in your power to be monea the Iser? If it's in your power to be monea the Iser, then you have a chiyuv de oraisa to be monea the Iser. If it's not in your power to be monea the Iser, b'chol zot, there's an Iser midrabanan for you to be involved, even passively, in the Iser. Okay, that's the approach of the Mishnah Rabbah. But this is a different plane. This is not the plane of Lifnei Iver, this is the plane of Afrusha Mi Isura. Okay, well, my nafkamina, we'll see in a few minutes. Okay, that's the second plane that we're talking about. Is there also a third option? So, looking back at the Rush points out, Kol sheken gadol shelo yisayeya lo. Kol sheken gadol shelo yisayeya lo. What is this din of misayeya? Beyond Marasayin. I sent you to a Mishnah in Gittin. You have the Mishnah over here in Gittin? What? Wasn't the Marmakomos?
I don't think so.
Oh, then it's my mistake. I'm terribly sorry. So we can learn it together. If we open up Maseches Gittin to Daf Samach Beis, Samach Aleph Amad Aleph, the Mishnah in Gittin says, Mash'elas isha l'chaverta ha'chashud al hashviyas napa v'kivra v'rechayim v'tanur. If someone you have a neighbor who we're afraid is not going to be shomer shmita, b'chol zot you are allowed to lend her kalim that if she wants to theoretically she could use to process the food of shmita, but not necessarily. So you're allowed to say probably she will do it properly. Aval lo tavur v'lo titchan ima, but you shouldn't help her to do these actions. Rashi, lo tavor lo titchan ima l'sa'aya, mishum she'aser l'sa'aya b'yadayim yidei ovrei avera b'sh'as ha'avera. Namely, let's assume that you have someone, you have a neighbor who is mowing his lawn on Shabbos, and he asks you, could you help him? There's a hill. He has to push the lawnmower up the hill. Could you help him? Now he theoretically could do it on his own, but your being there makes it a little easier for him. He wants you to be a mesayeya. So we say that even though he could do it on his own, zeh yachol, on his own, but and you're only a mesayeya, that's aser drabanan. It's aser for drabanan for you to be mesayeya someone as he's doing the malacha, even if he could do it on his own. But for you to be involved in the malacha, even though you are simply icing on the cake, that's aser drabanan. That's a different Easter. That's an Easter of misayeya. This is a din bifnei atzmo. Yitachin, that this is the Easter drabanan that we're speaking about over here, that you're allowing him to take the food from your hand and carry it outside, in achinami. Maybe there's no lifnei iver because it's not trei ivrei denara. Maybe there's no drabanan lifnei iver. Maybe there is no over here afrushe mi isura, because who says that there's an isur drabanan afrushe mi isura when you can't prevent him from doing, if he doesn't do this, he'll do something else. However, there is an isur of lesayeya, of helping an individual while he is doing the avera. That's what Rashi over here is pointing out. Just as the Ha'ara Tzedadis, the Rush Alatar assumes that this din of L'sayeya is drabanan. I sent you to a Rishon, the Yitachen, that the din of L'sayeya, the Ovrei Avera, is a Doraisa. Who is that Rishon? There's a Rambam in the Perish HaMishnayis in Trumos who says as follows, HaKlal Etzleinu Ein Shliach Edvar Avera. If you're the gorm of the avera, then you're over on lifnei iver. Over al dvar Hashem al toshes yotcha im rasha im siyei al lachote. that the Rambam says that we have a pasuk in the Torah, Al Toshes Yadcha Im Rasha Liyot Eid Hamas, that even though you are not the case is that someone says, I'd like you to stand next to me when I testify. You know, and now basically he is testifying Eidus Sheker, you're simply standing next to him. But by your standing next to him, it appears that you are next in line to be Meid, and then there'd be two Eidim. So you shouldn't be Mesayeya him. You shouldn't allow him to try and fool Beis Din by standing next to him. That's considered to be Atoshes Yadchem Rasha Im Siyeya Lechotei. That is an Iser de Araisa to help someone who is being over an Avera. So that's the Iser that we're dealing with over here in our Sugya. The Rush, who says that this is an Iser de Rabbanan, disagrees with the Rambam. We have a Machokas where the Mesayeya is an Iser de Araisa or an Iser de Rabbanan. Okay, so this is what we have currently on the table. The Tosis asks the question, how can the Gemara say Pater Umutar? Isn't there an Iser in the picture? So either we're going to say one of two things. Either we'll set up an Ukimta where there's no Iser, with the Goy, Chefesh of a Goy, or say Nachinami, there's an Iser. However, it's not the Iser of Shabbos. Which Iser is there that we're ignoring? Here we have three options. Either there's a din of Lifnei Iver Midrabanan, Machokas between the Ramah and the Shach, or we have a din of Afrushe Mi'isura on a Drabanan plane. That's one option that the Rush raises. Or we have a din of Mesayeya on a Drabanan plane. Those are the three Isurim that are on the table. That this individual who allows the Ani to be ochre and miniach, an object from his hands, either we have Lifnei Iver Midrabanan, or we have Afrushe Isura Midrabanan, or we have Mesayeya Midrabanan. What difference does it make which of these Isurim we actually have? So here, Chora, the Nafkamina is what we see is as follows. That Mesayeya is limited, as Rashi points out over there in Gittin. I'm sorry if I didn't give you the Mar Malcolm, it's my fault. Asur Seyeya biyadayim yaday ovri avera bishas haavera. Namely, that the Iser of Lifnei Iver, or the Iser of Afrushe, is providing, I'm sorry, the raw material for someone to be over an Avera. When exactly he's going to be over that Avera, we don't know. But you shouldn't provide him with the raw material to be over the Avera. The Iser of Mesayeya is Dafka Bishasa Avera, as he's doing the Avera. That's a limitation on Mesayeya. In terms of Afrushe Mi'isura, so in Siman Tafresh Dalad, the Ramah, Tafresh Ches, I'm sorry, in Orechayim, the Ramah codifies that which we have in the Gemara in Erchid, that there is a cap on Afrushe Mi'isura. When we say you should prevent someone from doing an Iser, what is the cap? At what point can you simply walk away? When it's clear that the language of the Gemara is that he's about to punch you in the nose, or he's about to be mekallel you, namely that the reaction, what? Right, exactly. In other words, at a certain point where it's clear he's not going to listen to you, then, you know, it's, you're already potter. You have to be mocha, however, not to stay around to see what the result's going to be, not to keep being mocha if it's going to be counterproductive. All you're going to do is turn him into a morate as opposed to a mason. You're going to make his avera on a higher plane. That's not what HaKadosh Baruch Hu intended in Efrushe Me'isura. We don't, in terms of Mesayeya, we don't have any such cap. In terms of Lifnei Iver, we don't have any such cap. In other words, this is within the world of Afrushe Me'isura, there has to be some productivity in terms of what you're doing, rather than it being counterproductive. In terms of a limitation on Lifnei Iver, so we saw a question as to whether Lifnei Iver in the poskim applies to someone who's going to do Averos anyway. Does it apply to a Mumar? Someone who is simply lighting one cigarette after another, and then on Shabbos he asks you for a cigarette, And if you don't give it to him, you know he's going to just continue smoking. In other words, you are not preventing him from doing. You are preventing him perhaps from doing an Aveira at this moment, but you're not preventing him from doing Averos. So there's a question. Maybe there's no Lifnei Iver if we're dealing with an individual who is a Mumar. The Shach has such a Shita, the Ritva has such a Shita. There still would be an Iser of Masayeya. There still would be an Iser of Afrusha Isura. But there would not necessarily be an Iser of Lifnei Iver. He's not an Iver. There's no Iver over here in this area.
Even for Trey Redenara or just Darbana?
That's a very good question. The context of the Ritva appears to be in the case of Chad Ibra Nahara. In the case of Chad Ibra Nahara, that there wouldn't be an Iser Darbana of Lifnei Iver. Correct. No, I shouldn't take it beyond that which it's stated. Finally, in terms of Afrusha Yisura Yitachen, that if this is learned from Hocheach Tochiach et Amitecha, it would only apply to a Jew. Namely, Lifnei Iver, we saw black and white in the Gemara, applies even to a Goy. If a Goy has seven mitzvahs b'nei Noach, then there's a concept of Lifnei Iver to help the Goy provide him the raw material to do any of his Averas. But Afrusha Me Yisura, in other words, if you see a goy being Ovid Avodah Zarah to go, nu, in other words, Shabbos, Avodah Zarah, right? That there does not appear to be an Iser. So depending as to which Iser we're dealing with a different set of principles, a different set of halachas that would govern that area. Okay, so
when
moving...
You say that same capital applies.
Yeah.
Would have to apply, definitely.
Certainly, but you think that the whole
there is a chiyuv, but it just never applies. I don't know.
It appears that there's, you know, if we have a din, if it's built on, you know, it's on tochiach, it's amitecha, classically may even remove certain Jews from the picture, but you know, it certainly removes goyim from the parasha, like by ribbis. That they're simply not in the parasha of the Iser of Ribbis, they're not in the parasha of Afrusha Yisura. Okay, so that's what we have over here, simply as, again, in terms of this Tosfos, what Tosfos raises is that we're learning Hilchos Shabbos. Within the world of Shabbos, there was a Havamin, maybe there'd be an Iser of Shabbos to be a passive participant, Kamash Malan. That's Patru Mutar, but in other realms, Yitachin, that there would be an Iser Drabanan, but those realms are not one realm, even though the question of Tosus was in terms of Lifnei Iver, but when Tosus moves over to the possibility of an Iser Drabanan, so it could be an Iser Drabanan of Lifnei Iver, an Iser Drabanan of Afrusha Misura, or an Iser Drabanan of Misayeya. Yitachin, that all of these have Doraisa categories as well. But we're dealing when they're brought down to a drabanan plane, and then the question is, you know, it's whether these assumed drabanan exist, and if they exist, under what conditions they exist. That, yes.
I was thinking before about patronizing businesses that are mechal Shabbos.
Yes.
It would seem that there might not be an issue at all. Any of these.
Right, in other words, there Yitachem, we're moving back into the world of Shabbos, where we have a sugya of Maaseh Shabbat, of being nehnef in that which is done on Shabbos. No, but in that sugya of Maaseh Shabbat, we see that there are all sorts of knasot, and there it's brought up that there is a, you know, that there may be a concept of simply supporting this individual who is mechal Shabbos on a plane of business. Mitzad Shabbos.
Well, you know he's no more. You know he's not going to. It's, you know a lot of things that you can't do anything about.
Right.
The question is whether you're not supporting him is of any significance or whether.
It could be again that it's a knas, but as an extension.
Maybe it's not even a knas because if I don't know.
Maybe, but I'm saying, but according to those posts, that there is a knas, it would be a knas within the world of Chilul Shabbos, as opposed to the broader principles of Afrusha Yisura, Mesayeya, and Lifnei Iver. That's what we're pointing out over here. There's no Mesayeya because it's not Bishas HaAveira. There Afrusha Meisura. Yitachin that this would be the level that he's not going to listen to you anyway, and that it would come to makot v'kulei. And in terms of lifnei iver, so there's a question: b'chal, the moment that it's not trei iver denara, is there a concept over here of Lifnei Iver, and it may be, you know, this is an open question. Okay? Okay. Yeah? Yeshe?
I wasn't paying attention to one part. Did we say that Lifnei Iver applies even just giving supplies and then it doesn't use it immediately?
Yeah, as opposed to Mesayeya. Mesayeya is only helping him as he's doing the Aveira. Now again, what Aaron pointed out was, how long are we talking about in terms of a time gap for you to be related to the Aveira? That's an open issue. But Lifnei Iver basically starts off with providing the raw materials. Okay, what I'd like to suggest in terms of Seder Hayom is as follows. After Sukkot, in Yirtzeh Hashem, I'd like to begin from the two dots on Gimel Amud Aleph towards the bottom, where we deal with the question of how to view a person's hand in terms of makom, etc. And so my suggestion is, now that you have a day and a half, if you would, there is one area here that we sort of haven't discussed because it's nishtaher. In other words, the Gemara just happens to point out that within the world of Shabbos, every pater means pater of Aser, except for three cases of Tzad Tzvi, Seidat Nachash, Mapis Mursa. We have a number of Tosos over here on this matter, Bar, Hatzad, Mapis Mursa. So you can fill in that area just to have learned this blot and a half totally. Or those who want to get involved in this a little more deeply, there's a famous Reb Chaim on the Rambam dealing with the Rambam's psakim in these areas. Why should these cases be pater umutar? What is their category? Are we dealing over here with the psikresha d'lo nichale? Are we dealing over here with the malacha shen tzvicha gufa? So the Reb Chaim has these are situations that we call malacha she'ein tzricha legufa, and we paskin malacha she'ein tzricha legufa is a drabanan, and the moment that we move over to a situation of hezek, so it becomes a heter or tsar, etc. The Rambam paskins these dinim, but he holds malacha she'ein tzricha legufa as chayev. So how can you have a chiyuv doraisa which, because of tsar or a possibility of hezek, is going to become mutter? That's what Reb Chaim talks about. So you're welcome to look at the Reb Chaim.
Do you mind giving us the exact, just putting this box on the exact source?
Velina there.
It's so spend enough time looking for it, take
a look. Velina there. Okay. Or you can do a chazara, and that which we learned since the beginning of the year. Okay, but I would suggest that we hold off beginning with the sugya, next sugya, until we come back, because it's already going to be 2 weeks. We start the Monday after. Which for people who keep a Yom Tov Sheni, their Yom Tov Sheni is Friday, and then their Isru Chag is Shabbos. And so I don't really feel that it's proper to begin on Sunday. So we'll begin on Monday morning in Yirtzeh Hashem. I really have to apologize that a year ago, I have to make an appointment once a year for a certain specialist. And so a year ago, I made an appointment. It usually falls out between Yom Kippur and Sukkot. And this year it fell out on that Monday morning, but at 8 in the morning. So I hope to be here. I'll just be a little late. I'm sorry. On that Monday morning. So I know this one begins, and it's my fault. But I can only make the appointment a year in advance. So, Baruch Hashem, the appointment. That's Israel, Baruch Hashem. You have an appointment with the best specialist in the world. Okay, in a particular area. Okay. It could be he'll be in France, and then I'll be here. But a year ago, he said he would be here. Okay. So Belina, we'll continue from there, and we should all have a Gemar Chasima Tova. So, Belina, I'll give you the Maramot. Thank you.
It was also frozen.
It's good.